We all watch as Cardinal George Pell was sentenced to jail yesterday. Arthur Moses, SC, is the President of the Law Council of Australia. Arthur, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, John.
There's now a push for that to happen more. Do you think it assists people in understanding the criminal justice process?
It does, Ross. I think it demystifies the court process for the general public and allows the public also to see the work of our hard-working judges in action.
I think the most significant comment he made was the general public think that sentencing is easy, but as he said, it is not. It's incredibly difficult. And do you think that watching that sentencing television yesterday shows just how difficult it is?
I think the Chief Judge was correct to make that observation, because reading the text of a judgment doesn't show the complete picture. A broadcast allows the public to see the angst on a judge's face, the tone of their voice, and the carefully constructed considerations that go into delivering a judgment. And I think it's important that the public, who ultimately the judges are there to serve in their roles, are able to see what is going on in our courtroom and to make their own decision about whether the sentence imposed is one that reflects the views of the community. We may not agree at times with the sentences that judges impose, but I think we can all appreciate that they do a difficult job on behalf of us all when undertaking this task. It is not easy, and it is something that each of them have suffered anguish over as they deliberate on these matters on behalf of the community.
Just quickly, in future, should, given that the person receiving the sentence is a human being, should there also be a camera on the face of the convicted?
In my view, I don't think that there should be any prohibition upon that occurring within the courtroom, because at the end of the day, it allows the public also to see the reaction or otherwise of the individual who is subject to the sentence. I, of course, would not want that occurring in relation to the victims. They should have their privacy in those moments. But certainly from the viewpoint of the justice system, I can see no warrant as to why that should not be permitted to occur. But ultimately, of course, it's the discretion of the judicial officer who permits the cameras into the courtroom to make the decision. The really important point, I think, for the legal profession and indeed the community as a whole is that we want the community to have confidence in our justice system. So it's important that we demystify the court process by allowing cameras inside the courtroom. The Australian public have great wisdom and fairness, and when they actually have the full facts in front of them, whilst they may disagree ultimately with the decision, they do respect the process.
Good on you, Arthur. Arthur Moses, SC, President of the Law Council of Australia, and we may well see more criminal trials televised.